8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Tuesday. Habitat for Humanity, Knox County, having an open house coming up this Thursday. I guess, Tyler, we need to lead off with this. Jim Walters is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, Knox County. I guess we need to ask him. Christmas tree, real or fake?
So actually, for Habitat, we made a Christmas tree out of a ladder. So,
really?
So I guess it's fake, but it's unique in that sense there. So,
but
yeah.
Out of a wood one or aluminum?
Yeah, so we've got an aluminum ladder. Uh-huh. Myself and my daughters went this weekend and did that decoration. Then we had some high school volunteers come and do the rest of the office for the event. And yeah, so it's a 8-foot tall ladder. It's got the ornaments hanging off of it, maybe a tool or two or a tool belt, and then garland sort of outlining it. We did it last year, and it was very popular, so we were glad to bring it back.
Now, see, Tyler, I would almost contend with all the work that went into it, that's real.
That's real work.
Right?
It's abstract.
That's absolutely. Well, Jim, thanks so much for coming in with us. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much. Well, Habitat for Humanity, Knox County. My gosh, I've been busy at work. Well, let's start first off with the open house you've got coming up this Thursday. Tell us all the details on that.
Sure. The open house is at our affiliate offices. We are at 156 North Seminary. We're part of the First Lutheran Church, but most people know it as two buildings north of Innkeeper's Coffee Shop. So,
there you go.
So we're right there. It's going to be 4 to 6, really laid back, just a casual event. And it's really the best of what we do because it's putting together homeowners, volunteers, and our partners. And our partners are our small businesses. Our partners are the radio station. Our partners include local elected officials. And all those things combined, it's just a nice evening to drink a coffee, have some baked goods and just celebrate. And so about 5 o'clock, I mean, there's not a program necessarily, but I'll have some words to kind of talk about the last year and project what we're hoping to do in 2023.
Well, talk a little bit about Habitat for Humanity. For those that don't know, some people might think, well, hey, they're just giving people houses. No, it doesn't quite work like that. There is a lot of equity and mainly sweat equity that goes in for those who eventually own the homes.
That is true, and it's interesting. It's not just this community. It's communities across the country that Habitat has. There's a myth out there that we're giving houses away, and we're not. We have income qualified families. They're hardworking people. Whose income doesn't necessarily match their efforts. So they're right below where our local bank might be able to finance a mortgage, and so we do. A lot of people don't understand that Habitat is a mortgage originator, and through that process we do 20, 30, 35-year mortgages. But the key to our success, or the key to our homeowner's success, is that they are zero interest. And so the great part about that is our homeowners are building equity with every payment. So, you know, if $250 towards your, you know, a month is going in there, you're building equity. And we've had many people then, if they've had to relocate or for whatever reason have to sell their home, they walk away with the equity that they've earned in the house. And that is, this is how we're trying to break generational poverty.
Yeah.
Is through that. So this year in 2022, we're super stoked that two families have paid off their mortgages. And that's just a real big celebration. We like to highlight that to tell the story, to demonstrate this isn't something that happened in Atlanta or somewhere else. This is something that happened right here in Knox County.
That's pretty amazing. Good for them that got it paid off already. Mm-hmm. So you guys have been hard at work. So over the last year, since we had you on, four wheelchair ramps you built, a couple here in Galesburg, also in Abingdon and Altona. I mean, so it's not just the building of the houses. You're involved in different other things, that needs that people have.
Correct. We have an exterior repair program that we call A Brush with Kindness. And our most requested service has been wheelchair ramps. You know, there's a lot of great older houses in our community that have those four steps, and those four steps don't seem like much until you have mobility issues, and then all of a sudden it's a real challenge. And so for us, we saw this community need, and we've set about to try to address it. We're learning with each one. We just finished one over on Rio Street that I'm certain that if a gust of wind came down and knocked down the neighborhood, that ramp is still standing. There's a joke that each house is built with 10,000 nails. I think we built this one with 10,000 screws. It's a beast, but it's serving its intended purpose, because in many ways, one of the occupants felt trapped in their home. They needed to call the fire department when they needed to come and go. And in this case, we relieve that for the firefighters. And at the same time, then the family has more freedom to go out. You know, they can go on a Sunday drive now and just enjoy themselves a little more. So we were glad to do it.
Jim Walters, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, Knox County. So when Tyler's request came in, he misspelled wheelchair. He meant to spell it.
Yeah, and I got a ramp.
What? Yeah, he meant to spell skateboard.
But. Well, yeah, it's like a half pipe thing.
Kind of a half pipe that he ended up on, coming out of his front porch. No, the Habitat doing some great things. Also, let's see, you partnered with the Knox Galesburg Symphony and rehabilitation, remodeling of the former Knox County Farm Bureau building. Talk
so,
about
yeah,
that.
So obviously you've probably had Lucas in here talking about that, but Lucas approached us really early on and said, hey, listen, we need someone to help take the existing structure and scavenge it. So we were able to we recycled almost 5 tons of wire and metal and things. We scavenged out a bunch of rugs and chandeliers and all the light fixtures to be repurposed and reused and not go in a dumpster. And then just here in the last couple months, we got together with students from the Galesburg Vocational Center and ripped out the carpeting. Now you can see the trucks there every day. They are actually starting the rebuild. So we were excited to be a very small part of that and excited for what it's going to become. But we put our stamp on it.
Yeah, short walk for you from the office, too.
It's very nice. It's very nice. I don't have – yes, absolutely.
All right. Jim Walters, Habitat for Humanity, Knox County, with us here this morning. So you guys always are busy with something. Not busy on building a house currently, but a lot of rehab work going on, though.
So a lot of rehab work. We are very fortunate. You know, the ARPA money that went through the Knox County Board, we were awarded $100,000 for that. And so our intention with that is to do a combination of things. One is to purchase existing homes in which to rehabilitate, to modernize, and to make available to income-qualified Habitat homeowner. And then our other intention is to buy some empty lots throughout the county, not just here in Galesburg, to do new construction. And I think the cost of lumber and how the budget has gone up significantly, a lot of habitats around the country have kind of gone through a rehab, new build mixture instead of just focusing on one. And so we're excited to do it. We've identified some properties. We're in the process of talking to those homeowners right now and negotiating a price, and we hope that to spend our winter to involved with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, with the cost of everything, it's been a little bit harder to just, like, continually start new construction.
And to give you an example, a new construction of a Habitat house, 1,100 square foot, 1.5 bathrooms, 3 bedrooms, is generally around $85,500. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what it was pre-pandemic. Now it sits closer to $130,000.
Wow.
So it's hard to do that and then make it affordable for
the right. Yeah, now, that's the thing. Yeah, make it affordable for, correct, you know, at that level that people need to be at. So,
yes.
Rehabbing. And obviously, a lot of work goes into rehabbing as well.
Well, once you start opening something up, you often have more than you anticipated.
Yeah. Talk about helping out and volunteering for Habitat. What people need to do.
So we are. I'm the only staff member there. We are a volunteer driven organization, and so you don't have to have skills as a builder to help us. We have people on our committees that help us do publicity, that help us fundraise, that help us do this Christmas event that we're doing on Thursday. Our board of directors is all volunteer driven. Nobody is paid on that. And then, of course, the construction. And so some days we need some skill out there. But if you don't have that skill, but you are good at following directions, we've got someone, a project manager, who's going to guide you. In other days, we just need muscle. And we've been very successful. Like I said, Galesburg Vocational Center. We had the Knox College cross country team help us this summer. You know, sometimes we just need some young muscle to move stuff around, and we've been very fortunate to be able to access that here.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so somebody who's interested in you know, whether it's a rehab house or new construction, what do they need to do? What's the process to go through to try to qualify or find out if they qualify?
Sure, you can either call me at the office, 309-343-2242, or go onto our website and all the requirements about being a homeowner on there. And then if you're interested, if you continue to be interested, there's a thing that says, I'm interested. Hit that button. It's not an application, but it is a pre-application, just saying that I'm interested. You'll hear back from us, and the process will begin that way. And the same with volunteer. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer, go to habitatknox.org. We were fortunate. There are 3 Habitat Knoxes in the United States, Ohio and Tennessee, but we got the good website address. So habitatknox.org.
All right. Jim Walters, Habitat for Humanity, Knox County, joining us here this morning. Talk about, because people always wonder with funding, you guys are a not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. How are you able to fund these projects that you do?
Sure. So a lot of that, so again, with the homeowners making mortgage payments, we have extended those out to them. So we currently have, well, after these two paid off, we're currently holding 21 mortgages. So they're making payments to us. I do some grant writing. We're not really a grant-funded organization, but we have a local thing here with the city of Galesburg, and then the ARPA money that I had mentioned before, and of course we've been very fortunate to partner with the Galesburg Community Foundation. On top of that, it's fundraising, and then just the generosity. We put out a Christmas card here a couple weeks ago, and people just mailed checks. We didn't ask for money. We didn't put envelopes in that. But they're glad to see that we're back out there, that we're doing a lot of stuff, and so they fund us that way. In the future, and this isn't necessarily a 2023 or it might be a 2024 project, but we are hoping to bring a Habitat Restore to the community. Our community meets the metrics. A Restore is a nonprofit home improvement store where all donated product and sold. And so when we get that going, that'll be a steady form of income for us.
Yeah, and some of those are pretty amazing. I know we've both been in the one in Bloomington. Some pretty amazing. You can find some great stuff in there, great deals.
Absolutely. And that's, and it's great because it's a small employer. It's a place to find great deals. And it's also a place if you're a low to moderate income family and your washer breaks and you're living paycheck to paycheck, that you can go there and get one for $80 that's going to last you 4 or 5 years rather than going to a big box store and having to spend the premium price.
Absolutely. Jim Walters, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, Knox County. Again, the open house coming up this Thursday at the Habitat office on North Seminary Street, just a couple steps up north from Innkeepers.
That's
you'll find it there on the, if you're coming from Main Street, it'll be on the left-hand side there. You can't miss it. And again, that'll go from 4 to 6 this Thursday, and you can find out more about what Habitat's about.
Awesome.
Jim, anything else we need to know about anything coming up?
I would just say one thing. 2023 will be our 30th year serving Knox County, so we're really proud of that. And so hopefully I'll come back and promote some events that we're in discussion about now.
Absolutely. Jim, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Thank you.